Here's Talk 1450 KFIZ. Welcome back in this morning to Behind the Badge. It is segment two this morning. This chat with the Fond du Lac County Sheriff's Office each week around this time here on the program. We're joined by a couple different folks today. It's one of those new deputy interviews we do from time to time. And I still think that somewhere in the bylaws of the Sheriff's Office that Sheriff Waldschmidt, maybe Captain Todick, has this as like a condition for employment. I have not been briefed on that here, but we'll pretend it is. We're joined this morning by brand new Deputy Ed Salmeron and Field Training Officer Greg Anderson to tell us more about field training and the training process and introduce you, the listener, to our new hire this morning. Gentlemen, thanks for joining us on the program this week. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having us. It's a pleasure.
Hey, Spencer, thanks for having us. Yeah, I can't confirm or deny that that's a status requirement of our employment, but we're just going to assume that it is, but happy to be here.
Yeah, we'll chat with the sheriff about that a little bit more closely down the road. But Ed, this segment's all about you. Really, we take the time for our listeners to get to know you. Of course, you'll be out and about across the county and interacting with the folks that might be listening to this program. So I'll kind of give you the floor. Tell us about yourself and why did you want to get into a career in law enforcement?
Yeah, sure thing. So I'm originally from Mexico. I'm born there, and I moved here to the United States at a very young age. I moved around various states in the United States, and I was fortunate enough to land here in Wisconsin with my mother and siblings. Currently, I'm married to a beautiful wife. I have a beautiful three-year-old little daughter. They're both my world. They've supported me the whole process of getting into law enforcement. The reason I wanted to get into law enforcement was basically give back to the community. I've had great opportunities living here in the United States and living in Wisconsin, and I just wanted to give everything back because I'm very grateful of opportunities that I've had in this country, and my life has been nothing but great. I can't complain about anything. And, yeah, I love helping people out. I'm very grateful of where I am. I was lucky enough to get hired at a great sheriff's office. My dream was always to work for a sheriff's office, and I think I got into one of the best ones. And, I just wanted to give back to the community. The community has done so much for me and my family growing up, and I thought the right thing the right way to give back was by doing something like this. So,
was law enforcement always your career path of choice, or were there other stops in your career path before you got into law enforcement and now your role with the sheriff's office?
No, I think I've always wanted to be in law enforcement. Ever since I was in high school, we do those career fairs, and I always found it very intriguing. Unfortunately, life gave me a different path right out of high school. I just started the workforce, worked in a couple of factories. I got to where I needed to get doing that. I helped my wife get through college, and she did the great favor of doing the favor back to me. She worked, helped me get through college finally in my mid to late 20s, and so with the help of her, I was able to fulfill my dream of getting into law enforcement and being a police officer.
So you said you always wanted to work for a sheriff's office. That was your dream, and you talked about this being one of the best of the best. What attracted you to the sheriff's office, specifically here in Fond du Lac County?
What attracted me was doing a lot of research. I talked to a lot of instructors where I went to school. I went to the Fox Valley Technical College, and I did a lot of research talking to different instructors, talking to people in law enforcement, different law enforcement agencies, and for whatever reason, Fond du Lac County Sheriff's Office always came up, and I looked into it more. I asked instructors, one of the lead instructors for the tech, Mr. Tim Huffschmidt. I talked to him about it. Me and him got really close, and he said, at Fond du Lac Sheriff's Office, I got nothing bad to say about those guys. It's a solid sheriff's office, a great group of guys, and a couple of deputies that he's gone to go through the academy, he said, were nothing but phenomenal recruits. So that solidified everything, and that's the I chose Fond du Lac Sheriff's Office.
Was this the only place you applied to? Were there a bunch of places you applied to, and you know, hoping you got a call from at least one of them, or was it just solely Fond du Lac that you had your heart set on?
No, there was a lot of other different agencies. I applied for not only sheriff's offices, but I applied for also police departments. I didn't want to put all my eggs in one basket, being that it's still a competitive field to get into. But I think I obviously tried my hardest for the sheriff's office and unexpectedly got the opportunity to do it. So I'm very grateful for that. Still grateful for all the other opportunities that I had and could have had. But in the end, I knew that I wanted to work for Fond du Lac Sheriff's Office. So it worked out great.
So you've been going through the field training process. Just kind of describe what that experience was like for you and kind of tell us where you're at right now in the field training process, if you could.
Yeah, sure. I just finished week 5. I go into the field training program coming out of just a regular workforce and not having any background really in law enforcement. I mean, it's been a very good eye-opener. I've experienced a lot of different situations and calls working the first and second shift at the county, and it's been nothing but a great learning process. I've had two awesome field training officers. Greg Anderson has been nothing but great, very patient, very detailed, and the way he's been showing me the ropes, I couldn't thank him more. I've learned so much, and I hope to continue learning as much with the different field training officers I'll be having in my future. So it's been nothing but a great experience. I love it every day. I'm excited to come into work when I have to, and I wouldn't take this back.
Here's a question I always throw out to the new deputies. Biggest challenge so far of field training?
Yeah, this is a good question. I think the hardest thing for me has been basically geography. I wasn't too familiar with, or not familiar at all with a lot of the county area. I knew a little bit of the Fond du Lac city, but that was about as far as I ever really got out here. Learning the geography, learning the different areas of the county, I think that's been the hardest part. I know I've been reassured a lot by the deputies and the supervisors that it's something that's going to take a little bit to know. I can't expect to have the whole county memorized in a year or less. So that's going to be probably the hardest thing for me. And it's just going to be a great learning process, you know, finding out all the main roads and getting to know the rest of the county. So that's for sure the hardest part for me.
That is the most common answer. I in my head, I was predicting what you were going to say, and no surprise you said geography. I think every time I ask that question, it's either geography or roads or something. So you are sounding like a true new hire.
Yeah, the geography is hard. It's a big county, and there's a lot of crazy roads out there.
The other question, most important thing, can you pinpoint the most important thing, I guess, other than roads and maps that you've learned so far in field training?
The most important thing is, you know, just doing the job right. Putting myself in, you know, others people's shoes, treating people with respect and really giving it my all with every call. I mean, don't matter, you know, if it's a small theft call or something, you know, big as a major accident, I mean, give it 100% every time and do the job right, and as long as I, you know, do that, I will have a great successful career. So
very cool. Let's bring in field training officer Greg Anderson here for a little bit to chat about the field training process.
Sure.
Deputy Anderson, thanks for taking some time. And we've talked, I believe, with you and other field training officers before about the process and the role that you folks play when you're training a new deputy. But for your specific time with Deputy Salmeron, can you tell us more about what you've been helping him through and what you're assessing when you're with him in the vehicle, part of field training?
Yeah, so our field training process, it's about a 12-week process between taking a new hire either right out of the academy or with whatever experience they come with, and then molding them into what we're looking for with our sheriff's office deputies. So during that 12-week process, right now Ed was with me for weeks 3, 4, and 5. And at that point, you know, week 3, we're not expecting – none of the stuff we're expecting perfection, but – gradually throughout those 12 weeks, we're expecting that trainee is going to go from watching how the FTO does stuff to, by the end of that training period, that trainee is going to show us what they know and that they've more or less mastered the basics of how to be a sheriff's office deputy. And over those 3 weeks that I've been with Ed, you've absolutely seen that progress. So we're putting more responsibility on these guys where, you know, it went from, if we had an OWI in week three, I would process the OWI, I do all the fields. Ed would pretty much watch and learn how we do it, to the point where this past week, Ed had a couple of them, and he's doing everything on his own. So there's absolutely been that progression from watching and observing how we do it to showing us that you're learning and that you know how to do that. And you can tell just in talking with Ed, he's a super humble guy. You know, he's doing a really good job in our field training process. He's got a good head on his shoulders, and he's really got a good positive attitude that helps us out on the training side.
Kind of like taking the training wheels off the bike, right? Good equation there?
Yeah, pretty much.
Very cool. Well, from going forward now, he's through week five. He's got, what, about 6 weeks or so left to go. Where does he kind of go from here? Obviously, the responsibilities are being continually, you know, stacked on, I guess you could say, as he goes down the line, right?
Yeah. I mean, Ed's starting to get into a period where we're really getting into the meat and potatoes of how to do this job. How do we investigate domestics? How do we do serious crashes? How do we investigate serious crimes? This is all stuff that's going to be coming at Ed within these next couple weeks, you know, with 6, 7, and 8 coming up. And it's a structured program. We're not going to expect perfection from these guys, but we want them to understand the basics of how to get this stuff done.
Very cool. Well, Deputy Salmeron, we wish you the best of luck. I'm sure we'll catch up again down the road, and good luck to you. And Deputy Anderson, thanks for your time for telling us more about field training here this morning. Both you gentlemen, have a great day and a great weekend.
Hey, thanks for having us. It was a pleasure.
Thanks, Spencer. Appreciate it every time.